And you're listening here on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Military writers from around the country are converging at Norwich University this week. The school's 20th annual William E. Colby Military Writer Symposium kicked off today. The conference is covering everything from military fiction to cybersecurity to the aircraft of the U.S. Civil War. Here to talk about the symposium is one of its co-founders, Ed Tracy. Ed, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So tell us some of the conference highlights this week and what you've got planned for the 20th anniversary.
Well, the symposium is going to be dealing with cyber workforce and the community approach. And that was a session that they had this morning. And this afternoon, they'll be looking at military fiction and science fiction, the future of war studies. There's also a great guest who is the Colby Award recipient, Douglas Mastriano, who's written a great new book, The Life and Legacy of Sergeant Alvin York. He's doing a feature presentation tomorrow morning.
Sergeant York, the World War I hero.
That's it, Medal of Honor recipient. And he's kind of rewritten the story of Alvin York, made famous in the movie. The featured event, which has been the featured event for 20 years here, is the public session, which is held from 1 to 3 tomorrow afternoon. It's open to the public. Encourage anyone to come. It's free. It's called Cyber Warfare and Privacy.
Military writing sounds like such a specific niche of literature, but as you suggested a moment ago, it encompasses quite a lot. I mean, fiction, nonfiction, obviously, history. Can you give us an idea of what kind of writers and what kind of writing you get at these symposia?
Well, we set the symposium up 20 years ago to kind of combine all of those forces: fiction writers, nonfiction, journalists, statesmen like Colby himself. Then we moved into some film and media people, people who were doing, we did a show on film journalists. And altogether, they're storytellers. And these are stories that that people want to understand from different points of view. So we felt by putting them all on the same stage together that they could understand more about the intricacies of war and what happens in combat. But 9/11 changed all that for Norwich, for the students here at Norwich, and also for this Colby Symposium, because now you had a situation where people were writing a lot about current war and what was going to be happening after graduation.
So much has changed about the nature of the threats faced by militaries around the world over the last two decades since this symposium began, and also about how militaries meet those threats. But I'm wondering if you've noticed a common thread or a common element to the symposia over the years that has not changed.
The idea that people still talk to people is pretty basic. Concept of the symposium and the discussions that we have. These writers are working on communicating how we relate to all of these various aspects. It's kind of a tapestry because artists through time have depicted combat and engagement in their art. Writers do the same kind of thing, whether they're telling fiction or nonfiction. And there was an author here a couple of years ago who wrote a fictional version of his combat actions in Vietnam, and it won the Colby Award. But he was able to talk about aspects of his service as a fiction writer that nonfiction writers wouldn't have been able to tell in their storytelling. So that's the kind of debate that we hope to achieve when we put Phil Caputo and Bill Colby together in the very first program, and that's exactly what happened.
We've been talking with Ed Tracy. He's one of the co-founders of the William E. Colby Military Writers Symposium. The 20th annual conference kicked off today at Norwich University. Ed, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.